The number one marketing strategy you need in today's business climate is networking. Word of mouth and referral marketing is the most powerful way to grow your business. But for many, just the idea of networking causes anxiety, frustration, and perhaps a little fear. The Once Timid Networker radio show will get you through these networking challenges by providing tips, suggestions, and real-life success stories of other business professionals who got out of their own way and learned to love networking. Now, here's your host, the original Once Timid Networker, Tara Schmeichel.
Welcome, networking friends. I'm so excited to have you here today. I started actively networking to grow my business about 7 years ago. I knew it was the best way for me to grow my business, but I was very nervous. No matter how much I would try to psych myself up and prepare, when it came time to actually network, I was a bundle of nerves. My heart felt like it was pounding out of my chest. My palms would get sweaty, my vision would blur, and my voice would quiver. And all the thoughts that I had when I had prepared and everything that I knew so well, suddenly it was all mixed up and I didn't know where to start and where to end. The only thing that I was effective with was making the room cringe when it was my turn to talk. Since then, I've received so much help, and I've had some fabulous mentors, and I decided to watch and study others who I knew were effective networkers. I've learned so much, and I really want to give back. This show is about networking effectively and the stories to prove it works. I'm your host, Tara Schmeichel. I am the Once Timid Networker, and this is my show. My mission is to provide a place to learn from other networkers and to hear their story, and I'm thrilled for this venue on the Next Stage Business Radio Station. I'm also thrilled today to introduce to you my guest, Nancy Giacomuzzi, who is the executive director of BNI in Minnesota in northern Wisconsin. She is my very dear friend and has been an incredible mentor for me. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Tara. It's great being here.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here. Can you tell me a little bit about, and also our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about your region and BNI?
Certainly. My region, I started the region 15 years ago, and today we have 165 chapters, and we have over almost 4,200 members. And we have passed, I think, probably over $150 million worth of business in the last 12 months. So it's been quite an incredible ride for me, actually.
Very, very cool. Now, you have one of, and if it's okay for me to say, I think that you have probably one of the most successful regions in BNI. And BNI, for those who are not familiar with it, stands for Business Network International. Nancy, how did you start? What made you decide to start a BNI region? Or let's start even farther back than that. I'm assuming that you were a member before you began this region here in Minnesota. Is that correct?
It is correct. Actually, I joined BNI as a member almost 17 years ago, actually almost 18 now, this summer, back in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I'm a real estate agent by trade, and I still am a real estate agent along with being a BNI executive director. And in Salt Lake, I was invited to a chapter. It was kind of funny because the being in real estate, you kind of always feel like you are good at networking or at least getting referrals because that's how everybody gets their businesses, through somebody telling somebody else about you. And I always felt that it was important to create that kind of energy with women, because I always felt like women probably weren't as good at networkers as men in general 15 or 20 years ago. And because men always were on the golf course and they were always networking and they were always putting themselves in positions, and women didn't tend to do that as much. So I put together a little group of women that we just met once a month for the intent of trying to help each other develop those networking skills. And it was really tough because, you know, there was like me as the organizer, and you'd always think about, helping that other person maybe the day before the meeting. And so it was really a struggle. And one of the women in the group, who was a CPA, told me about BNI that was coming to Salt Lake, and that it was an organized networking organization, and thought maybe I might be interested. And it was fabulous. I went to the meeting. I realized that this was a great environment. I didn't have to do everything. The actual forms were there, an application was there, the structure was in place, and all I needed to do was participate and be involved and be there. And so that's how I was introduced to BNI. It was kind of through a friend of a friend. And I joined, and I probably increased my own personal business 30% that year, and I already had a really good established business. So for me, it was like, wow, this really works. And it was a great environment. Now, so what got me to Minnesota, though?
And I think a lot of us know part of this story, but not the whole story. So, yes, share with us what brought you here.
Well, I ended up meeting a gentleman that lived in Minnesota, dating him for 2.5 years, long distance. Finally, he convinced me that Minnesota was a wonderful place to live. And so I married him, actually it'll be 15 years this October, and changed my name from Nancy Peterson to Nancy Giacomuzzi. And people just used to laugh at me. They would say, you're from Minnesota, you should have kept Peterson. And I just kind of smiled.
Yeah.
And so it was really, I found myself in Minnesota not knowing anybody 15 years ago. And that was very, very stressful for me at that point in time, because it was like I was so used to having the phone ringing and the business. And if you're in real estate, you have to know people to put in your car or you're out of business. And I was really out of business 15 years ago. And so I came up with this brilliant idea.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I love that.
My brilliant idea is that why not start a BNI chapter? And I knew, because I'm a real estate agent, I would have to start my own. I didn't realize that I was going to get to start the very first one in Minnesota. And so I called Ivan Meisner, the founder and CEO of BNI, and he says, well, come out to training in November. So this was October, and so November I went to training. And that month, from November until January, when I came back from training, I had launched the very first chapter. We launched it on January the 25th. It was minus 25 degrees. And I was so happy, because at the end of that day, there was 15 applications, and I had my chapter. And I was now back in real estate. I was back in business. That was my goal. I was, like, just on cloud nine. And that's
very
how
cool.
It started. Yeah.
So then when you decided to start, you know, I realized you had thought, I'll start a chapter, and then when you decided or realized that you were going to have to start a region, were you nervous about that, Nancy?
Well, I think I was probably as nervous about even just starting a chapter as the region. My biggest fear for me in the very beginning was that, you know, I was always really good at getting referrals because I had lots of contacts. And then all of a sudden when I was here and I had no contacts, and therefore but I had nobody to give referrals to, and I was never good at inviting because that wasn't really where I had put any energy. And here I found myself in Minnesota, the only person who even knew about BNI, and so I was going to have to tell other people or I would never have a chapter. So
right.
That was the biggest fear. But it was so funny because, you know, I asked my husband who he knew, and he referred our CPA to me. And I called the CPA and told him what I was thinking about a referral group that I had belonged to and that I was looking at starting. And he said he was interested. And I was like, wow. And then I was on the airplane flying back, doing some business back in Salt Lake to do some closing stuff, close up some of my transactions, and I met a travel agent. And I started mm-hmm. talking to her, and she was in Minnesota, and so she joined my little group. You know, she was my second.
Oh, uh-huh. Nice.
And then the really funny one was, I was in a parking lot, and I saw Mary Kay sign on a car, and I thought, well, that would be a good connection. And so she was coming and getting in the car, and so I started talking to her, and we went and had coffee, and I thought, I really like her. I think I'll invite her, too. So she became a friend. So it was like, it just, that's kind of how I started it. And that was, once I got two or three people, it was like, oh, this will be okay. We can do this.
Yeah. Now, Nancy, would you consider yourself, one of the things that we kind of talk about sometimes is, would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Probably an introvert, which is
okay.
Really interesting.
So,
yeah.
And so was going up and talking to strangers, was that something that was easy for you, or did that take a little bit of effort on your part and kind of a little bit of a psych yourself up to do it kind of a thing?
It's a psych yourself up. especially when you're, you know, it is a psych yourself up. And almost any environment that you're in. But it's kind of a learned thing, too, because once you start doing it and you realize that when you start being the one that is the welcoming one or the one that is, that other people respond to that and
right.
And that they're grateful that somebody is talking to them. So it's,
yeah.
But it is learned because it truly is something that's harder to do, yeah.
Yeah, I can relate because I know that was something that I struggled with because I heard of people, especially when I became a member of BNI, I heard people saying, oh, I was standing in line at Starbucks and I invited them to the meeting, or, you know, I was talking to, you know, the person who came into my retail store and invited them to the meeting, and I found that so intimidating because I thought, oh man, they're going to think I'm weird for, you know, inviting them. And, you know, but once I realized that I could actually be helping them have a more successful business, it made all the difference in the world. And it made it much easier for me to talk to anybody, even though, yes, I am an introvert. So I'm glad that you made those steps because now, fast forward, here we have, you know, over 4,000 members of BNI in Minnesota. You know, I was thinking about this, and you and I had talked about this a little bit. That's a lot of people whose lives and businesses that you've touched. And even if you personally have not met them, and I'm almost willing to venture, you've met probably at least half of them. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, I would bet that you, yeah. My hope is that a little bit more than that. In the old days, I knew all of them, but as it grows, it has been at least half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then that's a lot of people whose lives you've touched, and I think that that's commendable, especially in, you know, a time that we're living in where we're on the back end of a recession, or some people say we're still in the recession. There's all kinds of things that have changed and in this new economy, and yet you're still helping people to progress in their businesses and to become more successful. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, and that I know as a fact, but I think it's interesting to note that, you know, here we've gone through this, you know, all of this recessionary type stuff, and BNI has continued to grow. Is that,
yes.
What do you think that the reason for that is?
Well, I believe that it is probably the very best value for anyone's dollar to be able to market and to build their business. And when you can have a sales force of people that you meet with that you trust and that trust you and that our whole focus is how can we help, you know, BNI's philosophy is givers gain, and it's kind of like the age-old adage, the more you help somebody, everybody helps everybody, everybody gets helped. And it's just
right.
It's a wonderful environment to be in because people are all and the BNI chapters, their true intention is really about the success of everybody else because they know their success will come because of that. And
right.
So people who want to stay in business find that, wow, this is I have a whole room full of people that will go out and help me, and I don't have to pay for them.
Yes.
I don't have to hire a sales force, you know? It's a great thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So thinking about your region now, what do you think, I mean, what is your favorite part, first of all, of being an executive director? Let's start there.
Well, my favorite part as far as being an executive director is that, I get to help change people's lives at so many different levels, but my team itself, as far as seeing the team grow and chapters grow and them, the difference that happens to the people that come on my Team G. It's just, I've got almost 100 people now between assistant directors and area directors and ambassadors, and we're all really good friends. And it's just amazing to me that group of friendship that's there and how strong it is and how valuable it's been to me personally.
Well, and speaking as one of those directors, it's a pleasure to be able to work with you too, Nancy, because you bring a lot of value and you do you encourage people to use the strengths that they have and to, you know, be able to apply to their businesses the things that, you know, that they're good at, and to be able to enjoy, you know, their role within the BNI organization. For those who are not familiar with BNI, can you kind of explain a nutshell version of the you know, you talk about your team and Team G, and for those of you can almost who are listening, you can understand why we call ourselves Team G, because it's a little quicker to say than Team Jacuzzi, which we would be fine with saying, but it's just easier. but can you explain kind of what it is that your team helps you with? Just kind of been brief.
Yeah, the obviously BNI is a an organization where you can belong and join to a chapter. We call them chapters. And each chapter, there are members. And chapters can range anywhere from 15 members up to my own personal chapter that I go to on Wednesday morning, like this morning, has 67 members in it. So it can be as large or any size, depending on the members that are there and who they invite. There's only one profession per chapter, so that kind of locks out people's competitions, so that way you really truly have a real supportive, positive structure environment to do business in. With that said, is that as you build chapters as the executive director, my commitment to my chapters is to support them and to bring back valuable added information about networking. And so we come and visit chapters every 6 to 8 weeks, and that's where, as I build chapters, I also build people within the BNI chapters to be on my team to help have an opportunity to go and do workshops and present, do presentations, and again, have an opportunity to add more contacts for their own businesses also. So that's how the team grows, is through chapters growing.
Okay. And it is a great system, and it's used in all of BNI. So it's great to
right.
be part of
throughout
that team.
The world,
thank,
yeah.
thank, yeah, thank you. and so as far as you being a member, and I know that oftentimes executive directors are not members of a chapter. Do you find that that's ever challenging for you to be, you know, running a region and then still being a member? I mean, is it hard for you to find referrals or you know, to bring visitors? Is that ever challenging for you?
It probably, in the old days, I used to laugh because people would ask me, man, it's like I do BNI in the morning and I did real estate at night, you know. So for me personally, it has been one of the reasons I feel that I've had an opportunity to have such a strong region throughout the world. We laugh about our region because our region is, we're in 47 countries, and we have a pretty sizable region in the sense that we could be almost as large as, you know, the fourth largest country
mm-hmm.
in the world if we were a country. So,
right.
But I think a lot of that is because I am a member. And I understand what it is to be a member. And so as I'm at my chapter, I know that are things that are happening at my chapter, I know is happening in all my other chapters. So it's easy for me to help coach and support my team and the other assistant directors and members and try to get information and workshops to them that will help them so that they can make them and be as successful as they possibly can at BNI. So
that's so valuable. Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the things that... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's also been a really interesting, for me, it's easy to give referrals and it's easy to bring visitors because I'm always in that mindset as far as how to help people. And so everybody that's in my car, everybody I talk to or whatever, it's, everybody needs something. And if you just listen, you can find out what their needs are. So it's really easy to have a resource to bring it back to your chapter or to members that are in the area that could help.
Yes, most definitely. I think one of the cool things about BNI is that we have a code of ethics. And so the members that are, you know, the people that become members adhere to that code of ethics. And so we know, and we talk about this in BNI all the time, that we know that when we refer somebody, it's because we know them and we like them and we trust them with our very best clients. And so I think that it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to, be a member of a chapter, but also to have those referral sources at your fingertips, basically, because, like you said before, people want to help, and so, you know that it comes back around, but you don't always care how quick it's going to come back around because you know that you're making your clients and your customers, you know that you're serving them in a way that they would like to be served. And so I think that that's a very valuable, and you're right, it does make it very easy when you take yourself out of the picture. It makes it very easy to be able to find referrals for other people. So on another note, when someone is, let's just say someone is going to be starting to network, and maybe they haven't networked before, maybe they've just gotten out of school and they are starting a business, or maybe someone's job has changed and they're going to be, you know, suddenly networking. Is there some kind of advice that you could give to someone who's just beginning that you think would make all the difference in the world if they did just this one thing?
That's just barely starting, huh?
Sure.
Well, I think
And they're
probably...
looking to be more effective.
Well, my first response would be is that they probably need to look for a BNI chapter wherever in the world they might be, because that puts them in an environment really that it teaches them networking skills every single week on an ongoing basis. With that, though, I think that if you learn to have the right tools with you all the time, you always need to have a business card. You always need to be I think have a really positive attitude as far as the environment that you're in, wherever you're at, and always just looking around for people as far as not so much as what they can do for you, but what's happening for them. Because what you find is as you're talking to people and you're listening and you realize that if you try to really help them, and it might be just an article that you read that might be something that could be beneficial to them, the natural response for other people are always just, man, what can I do for you? How can I help you? And then that's all you need. I mean, when people are willing to help you, you'll find business every place. It will be coming from all different directions to you. So the more you can be open to that, to other people, and seeing how you can help them, it always comes back, always.
I agree completely, and I think that's one of the things that I learned, and it definitely made a difference. Do you ever find that, you know, in the position that you're in, do you ever have someone tell you that it's, you know, that maybe it's challenging or hard for them, and they're asking for help for how can they make that easier as far as talking to people?
Yeah, we all would. Yeah, it does. And like I say, there's so many there's so many things as far as just that mental attitude being in the, as far as I'm concerned, being in that right frame of mind, and feeling your best and looking your best. I mean, there's nothing worse than going out the door and thinking, oh my gosh, my hair's not right or this isn't right, because then you're always going to be hiding and that much shyer, you know, because you don't want to meet anybody.
Yeah.
So you need to be put into the environment that, hey, I feel good and I want to meet somebody. And if you're open to that and you've got a smile on your face and you walk into a room, people will just be drawn to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
And then, you know, then you learn all of the other things. You learn how to wear the right, put the name badge on the right, you know, on the right or on your right-hand shoulder, not your left-hand shoulder. This, I mean, there's just all these little tricks that you learn as far as how to present yourself right. But I think the very first part is just the attitude.
I agree. I agree completely. And I think that that does make a difference for whether someone is timid or not. Oftentimes, someone who's very confident can walk into a situation when they're networking and maybe even come off the wrong way because they're feeling so confident that they almost overcompensate. Have you ever seen that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So, one of the things that I appreciate so much about BNI also, and you do such a great job with it, is the training that happens. And I think that, you know, oftentimes a person will join BNI because they realize that this is going to be a great opportunity for me to be able to grow my business, and I'm going to be able to get referrals, and I'm going to do my best to pass referrals and, you know, all of that. But they have no idea about the training that is involved. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of training? Because, I mean, is it you know, what kind of training does a person get when they become a member? Is it just about, you know, passing referrals or, you know, presenting yourself? What other kinds of things can a person learn about?
Well, and I think that's probably where BNI is the very strongest compared to any other networking organization in the world, is the education that we have to bring to the table for our members at all levels. And we do it quite well. We do it, first of all, every single meeting, there is an education coordinator, so there's an actual educational piece that is shared every week. There's all sorts of wonderful creative things, whether on how to get a referral or how to give a referral, or how to present yourself, or how to actually do a 60-second presentation, or some people call it an elevator speech, and be effective, actually get results.
Mm-hmm.
So at that level it starts. We also have what we call a member success program, and it's a 3-hour training that is available to members who join BNI. And, man, it puts you through. In the old days, it used to take 18 months for a member to learn what they learn in 3 hours. So it's very intense, but it's just some great information. It's my very favorite training, because when a new member comes in, I know that I have made a difference when they leave. I can see it in their eyes. I can see they're like, wow. They now have the tools to go out and truly increase their value and increase their referrals and increase their income. And a lot of my members increase it, you know, not only just 10 or 15, 20, 30%, you know, it's 100%. Or more. This morning in my chapter, my financial planner stood up, and he's been with us now for 10 years, and he says this week was another one of his referral bases that is at the 10th level of referrals. He tracks them.
Wow.
And
so are you telling me that? Do you mean when you say 10 levels? Are you talking about how he's been able to track that referral back?
Yes. And this one happened to be over $1 million worth of a portfolio that was moved over to him. And it came, and it was the 10th level from, you know, from years back when he got the first referral from one of the members in the group, and he got a referral from them, and then from them, and then from them, and he's at the 10th
wow.
level right now. And
that's incredible.
I know, it was pretty amazing. It's exciting to have members, you know, share their successes, and that's the other thing is that you see how that happens, you know. Our electrician was doing their, you know, their presentation this morning, and he's been with us for 2 years in my chapter, and he's just a great electrician, and you know he's sharing that over 30% of his business last year came because of BNI, and has kept him in business because of what has happened with the industry and the economy with the housing market throughout the United States. So, you know, those are pretty special stories. Yeah.
And those are probably something that you are so excited about hearing, you know, when you think back, especially over the where you started and then being able to see how, you know, that's really had a long arm in reaching so many people. One of the other things that we hear about that happens within BNI is personal growth. Is that something you'd like to share about? Because I've seen that happen myself. I know that it's been something that's helped me a lot, but I wonder is that something that happens frequently?
Oh, I think that's so amazing to me, is that people that come into your BNI chapters, and the biggest fear most of us have in general is public speaking, is mm-hmm. having to stand up in front of a group of people and speak. And when you see members come in that are so shy and so reserved, and I'll use the example of the cute little electrician this morning who was doing his presentation, is that 2 years ago he was a typical electrician. I mean, he never talked to, he wouldn't stand up in front of a group of people, let alone at my chapter, 67 people, and do a presentation. And today he stood up and he was making this great presentation and talking about, you know, his business and his people and how he does business and with who. And the gentleman next to me, the auto mechanic, turned to me and says, "Do you realize how much he's changed in 2 years as far as his presentation skills?" And I just laughed. I says, "Yeah, I know. I've seen it so many times, and it's so wonderful to be able to have an environment and a structure that can change people, not only increase their money, you know, that's why they join BNI, is to make more money and to increase their business, but the byproducts, there's so many byproducts, and that's one of them, is the confidence in being able to stand up in front of people."
Well, I think anybody who knows me, especially if they know me personally, would attribute the confidence that I've personally gained because of BNI, most definitely. And one of the things that, as far as a tip that I would like to share, is that, you know, when there's something that you know is going to help your business and you're afraid to do it, sometimes jumping in with both feet is the very best way to do it, and to just go in and, you know, go for it. And I know that, you know, that's definitely been something that's helped me to, you know, incredible levels. But I've also seen it so many times, whether I'm going to a director conference, you know, and I meet somebody and it's their very first conference, or, you know, and I see them, you know, the next conference or, you know, a couple later, you can see that change. But also, you know, so it happens with directors, but also with members. You see it repeatedly, and it is an incredible thing to be able to watch the way that, you know, people's actual lives are being changed by, you know, by the system that, you know, we're using, and that it's really, really an incredible thing to be able to be part of. So very, very cool. Now, speaking of conferences, in our conversation recently, you were talking about some of the things that have helped you and that you have found very helpful in overcoming. And I know one of the things that you mentioned was speakers at conferences. Is there anything about that that you'd like to share? Would you like to tell me a little bit more about that and how that's helped you?
Yeah, actually, you know, BNI is an international organization, and we have some wonderful conferences twice a year, and one's an international, one's a national. And about a year, year and a half ago, Keith Ferenczi was one of the speakers. And his message was so powerful that it was, the message that he shared was, "I've got your back."
Mm-hmm.
And that just resonated and with me so much. And as I started just evaluating, you know, the organization itself, that my organization here at in Minnesota and Wisconsin, I realized that the power of the team, that we really truly have each other's back, and that from the member level to a chapter level to the team level to even the directors, executive directors throughout the world, we all just want to help each other be successful. And it's just such a wonderful place to be as far as an environment, because it's all about sharing. And you can go in and say, you know, how did you do this? Or how can we get better referrals or more business or whatever? And everybody's just open to sharing and giving ideas and information. So I think that's one of the things that kind of empowers all of us to...
Mm-hmm.
To realize that, you know, we can make a difference, and we always have resources, and if we ever have an issue or a problem or concern, there's lots of people we could pick up the phone and call.
Yeah, I think that that's an incredible, just a huge bonus for being part of such a large organization. Oftentimes I can't sleep at night, and I'll go on to Facebook, and I'll find friends from, you know, Scotland or New Zealand or whatever, and you can have a little conversation, and you know, it's nice that there's people there, and so it's definitely cool. But especially if you do have a problem or something that you're struggling with, and you know that you know, this person is an expert, it's also very nice to be able to reach out and get feedback or get some advice or, you know, anything like that. But also, I think it's neat when you see the successes that they're having, and to be able to, you know them well enough to congratulate them, and you know, and share in their celebration, I think is kind of cool too. So, one other thing that we typically do as any good networkers is talk about, you know, what's a good referral for you, Nancy?
A good referral for me. Let's see. Well.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be really specific for all of you out there. A good referral for me is your very best friend who has a good product or service, and they really have a desire and a determination that they want to build their business, because I could make a difference for them and help them.
Now, would they have to be from Minnesota?
No, they wouldn't, because I could refer them to any place in the world. Now, it would be nice if they were. But I have great resources. So, I mean, that's truly, really, you know, what we do is we help, you know, help people find a place that they really want to make a difference in their business. We can help them make that happen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And then one final question. What do you think has been, you know, a key to your personal success?
Oh, my father was, he always told me, he'd always say, Nancy, you are, you know, you're so determined. If you make a commitment, you just never give up. And until you've reached what that commitment was that you did. And I think that's, determination is really important. I mean, if you've decided that you want to do something, and you've thought it out, and you commit, and you say, hey, I'm willing to do this, just stick at it. There's lots of bends in the road. Things never stay. It's not a straight path ever. So mm-hmm. It's okay to bend and turn and work, but always stay focused on what you want that end result to be.
Okay, and if I could ask a follow-up question on that, for sometimes a person is determined and then it starts to get hard, do you have any advice for the person who's maybe struggling a little bit and wants to stay determined but they're fighting?
Well, I think having it written down and having a very visual focus. I'm a visual person, so my goals I put down, and I keep them really simple, and I put them in different places so I can see them, because then that, when I look at them, then it keeps that in focus where I really what my end result, what's important for me, and therefore, like I say, it's never a straight path. It's always bending. And it always feels like, man, am I going in the right direction? Is this what I... But if you're focused and you know what you want the end result to be, the universe provides. It'll happen.
Well, very cool. I appreciate you so much, Nancy. And I know, you know, you have really touched a lot of people's lives, not just here in Minnesota, but when we see you at the conferences and when your name comes up, you're a person who has a very good reputation, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to work as closely with you as I do, but also to have you as my friend, and I appreciate that very, very, very much. So thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. This is wonderful. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, that is our show for today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen in on our conversation. I hope you've had it, that it's been a good use of time for you. And whatever your reason for networking, we hope that our story today has armed you with a testimonial for networking. Maybe you've picked up some added skills or maybe some tips that will help you bridge the gap and make your networking more successful for you. As a once timid networker, I owe the success that I've had to the networking that I've done, the people that I've met, and the skills that I've learned from observing others. And yes, some of you listening today have been the catalyst, and for that I am grateful. Please tune in again for Budding to Blossoming Networking Stories on the Once Timid Networker radio show. Thank you so much for listening in.
This has been a presentation of the Next Stage Business Radio Network.